In the spirit of Easter, because yes, although, you know, we had Good Friday on Friday, and then we have Resurrection Sunday on Sunday, well, in Jamaica, Easter Monday was a big deal. Come on and walk with us down memory lane.
It is Easter weekend, and in Jamaica, my favorite memory of Easter tradition in Jamaica is bun and cheese. Let me tell you, I'm a foodie. And when I say I love my bun and cheese, I love bun and cheese. That's one of my favorite pastry. I mean, some people will call it a cake. It just depends on what part of the country you're from. If you're from England or Jamaica, you call it something different. But anyway, it's one of my favorites because of the memories that it have. I remember, you know, just on especially Good Friday, where the whole family would sit around and we all would get a slice of cheese and two slices of bun, put it together. And the it has to be the HT bun. That's just something that's in our household. If on a HTB, it's just not, listen to me, it's just not the bun. You have to have the HTB bun. Shout out to HTB. Y'all getting a free plug. But anyway, I love the HTB bun and cheese. That is one of my favorite memories. Just sitting around with the family. We're telling some kind of story with each other and just enjoying that Jamaican pastry. When me say yummy in your tummy, HTB myself alive. Shout out to Jamaican Easter culture.
I just remember growing up in Jamaica, having Easter was one of those special holidays. All the holidays were special, but Easter was another special one that I can remember as a child. On Good Friday, we would go to church. It's a must. You must go to church. And after coming back from church and there for all day, you feel like it was all day, you would be hungry when you get back. So then you would have your fish and bread and other things like that. But the fish and the bread was the main thing, is you don't eat any red meat on Good Friday or the day after. On the Saturday, I remember we used to have soup, and it wouldn't be any red meat soup. It had to be fish or chicken. And then you would have your bun and cheese. Oh, my gosh. It depends on who cut the cheese or who cut the bun. And then your parents would come and say, who cut the bun and cheese? So you never cut it straight. You just hunk it. Didn't know what hunk is, but that means you cut a really big piece and you didn't cut a straight line. So that's what I learned hunk to be. Sunday came, and Resurrection Sunday. And yes, we fast and pray, and you get up and you have prayer, devotion in the morning, and then you ate your breakfast. But my memorable time was going to church on Easter, Resurrection Sunday. Oh, my goodness. The outfits. My outfit, I was ruffled from head to toe. The hat with the ruffles, and I never like hat. I still to this day does not like hats. With the tie string underneath your chin, felt like I was choking. Then I had the dress with the ruffles on the top up by the neck. So I was choking there with ruffles. Then if it was whatever sleeves it was, it had ruffles at the end of the sleeves. And most times it was long sleeves because my granny had sent me the dresses from foreign. Then I had ruffle underwears. Yes, the ruffles were in the back of the underwears. Then we had ruffle socks. And the only thing wasn't ruffled was those patent leather shoes. But it was a ruffle occasion. And it was all bright colors. Everybody came out in their Sunday best. You go to church again, and it feels like you are at church for hours upon end to an eternity. And by the time pastor said the benediction and you get home, that's when you had the good food. You had all different kind of meat. You had all different kind of drinks. And you just finish it off with more bun and cheese. That's how I remember celebrating Easter in Jamaica.
Memories of Easter back in Jamaica. We used to really look forward to this day based on the fact that it was all about, I mean, when you were younger, it was all about the bun and cheese and the fish. But as I grew older, We used to look forward to Easter because we have learned about the passing of Jesus and the resurrection, and it was all about going to church on those special days, where you know church used to be full on those days, and it was a time where you joined together. Everybody would be at church. Everybody in the community would be at church. And those are things that you used to look forward to, because as a young man, you always want to be around your friends who never used to come to church, and on that day you can look forward, no matter who the person is, they're going to be at church on that particular day. So first and foremost, it was the bun and cheese, and then as you grew older, then you realize the real and the true meaning of this season, which is Easter.
A huge part of our childhood was actually watching the crucifixion of Jesus. It was on every TV station. We couldn't get away from it. We literally saw everything from start to finish. We knew that that Jesus movie was definitely going to be played. And then there was, I remember Easter Monday. So after Good Friday, and then there was, Resurrection Sunday, Jesus arose. I remember Easter Monday. And I remember as a child celebrating it because there was this one church right there on Malines Road at the corner of the boulevard, Washington Boulevard, St. Mary's Anglican Church. And every Easter they had like this fair, and there were merry-go-rounds, there were Ferris wheels, there was all types of food, there was opportunities to play games and win, almost like a little carnival. So the church just did this massive fair for the community, and everybody from everywhere would have to be at St. Mary's Anglican Church Easter Monday, just enjoying the festivities, enjoying each other, enjoying like music and games and food and more food. But it was just mostly a fair where, kids would just have all these rides and fun activities to do and go so that we could celebrate the resurrection of Christ. I remember, Easter Monday was a holiday. I think it still is in Jamaica.
Hello, 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 world. We're honored you came back for season 2 of the Beloved Queens podcast. I'm Tina Matherson with my ladies, Claudia Lewis, everybody calls Queen Trina, and Veronica Gray, our Queen V. We let come again, queens.
Let's get it on, ladies.
Caribbean queens in the ATL.
For the next few seconds, just rock with us. Rock with us. Rock with us. Next few seconds, just rock with us.
Feel the vibes, man.
Yeah, man.
For some people, money is such a complicated thing. It's complicated. People try to figure it out, manage it. Not too many pray for it. Pray about it. Pray when they release it. Some people hold on so tightly that they stop the flow of money in their lives. We talk about that and much more today.
One of the issues that I have with a lot of people is a lot of people feel that only people with money should have financial advisors. What a financial advisor does is assist you in not only money management, but how to get your finances in order to help you build for that future. I would suggest, once you start deciding that you're going to have a relationship with this person, or you're married and you're ready to have a life start getting that financial advisor. Put it in place. That financial advisor will let you know whether or not you can afford that house or not. Can you afford that car or not? Get the financial advisor to help you so that you actually know what's going on. It's not only for rich people, people. It's for everyone. You don't have to have this big account. It actually helps people more if you don't have money, because it helps you to learn how to make and keep that money and how to grow that money, as opposed to just constantly spending and not knowing what to do and just putting it here and there and everywhere. Because remember, banks are not giving good interest now. That financial advisor would help you to determine where to put your funds and how to diversify your funds. Because banks is not it. That 0.001% is not cutting it.
Ridiculous, man. Mm. So how would you pray for someone that is afraid of talking about money, is at a loss because they feel like they're at a dead end? It's not working out. We're so on different pages, but here we are together in the same house. What type of prayer does someone like that need to either pray, or how would you suggest to them to start getting the help?
I'm not sure what type of prayer, but my thing is, the minute I let go of the control that I am in charge and I am the provider for what my family needs and what I need, and give it up to God, Philippians 4:6, I don't have to worry about anything. If God is my provider and he's taking care of me, then I don't have to worry about that money. I don't have to worry about me having to grind all the time, because I am not the sole provider. God is the provider. And once I got that in my head, totally forgot about money and worrying about it. It's no longer an issue for me. So I would hope that people to get to that point of knowing that they are not the person that is in charge. Once you have the provider who is in charge of you and your life and your family, you don't have to be worrying and nickeling and diming about money, because he got you. If people could ask for peace, if you have peace of mind, do you worry about money?
Yeah, when I go to my bed, it's on my mind. When I wake up, it's the first thing that
because
is
you're thinking
me.
That you are in charge.
It keeps me up. I can't sleep.
You're not letting it go. And if you bring something to the Lord, why are you picking it up back? You brought it to him. So you brought your bag of worries and needs. He knows. My God is my supply of all my needs. If you go to him, why you turn around and pick it back up? That's why you're in bed worrying and you can't sleep. I sleep very well. I sleep very well. I am not going to bed worrying about, I've already prayed. I've already let it go. I can't go back and pick it up. If I'm worrying, that means I did not let it go. And he's looking at me like, didn't you just ask me? Why you still have this? He cannot take care of you if you're still holding on to it. And it's going to be difficult to, So you have to pray for the person's heart to be receptive and open to letting go and letting God be their guide. Because God will give you strategies. God will give you tools to assist you in what you need. And sometimes people are looking for money and they get favor.
Mm.
And favor is much, much better than money. Sometimes you're looking for, oh God, if I just have this $2,000, I would be good because I can use this and whatever. And you don't know that God is going to put someone in your life who can make you $5,000. You just have to let it go and let him lead, because he knows what you need. He's not going to just leave you out there to hang dry. You know, just give it up to him. Ask him to open the person's eyes so that they can see and rely on him and know that He is their provider. Soften their heart, accept the things that they can't change, and open themselves to new ideas, because He will download those ideas for them to make the funds that they need, or give them the strategies or the opportunities, or bring favor into their life, or bring the person that they need, they might need, or you never know, someone might bless them with God will take care of it. But they also have to be receptive. If you are blocked, if the person is blocked, it will not come to them. And someone can be blocked because they're stubborn. And that person can be stubborn because they're still holding on to my precious. It's my problem. It's my issues. And if they, again, if they're holding, like if you close your hand, can you receive anything in a closed hand? So if you're holding on to your problems, holding on to your issues, holding on to your lack, you are not opening your hand enough to receive anything. Let go. Open your hands. Let go so that you can receive. Again, it's a mindset. So you have to pray for their mind and their hearts to be open so that they can receive.
One of the things, too, that I wanted to touch on is that as a community, sometimes we have these taboos about talking about money. And I remember, Veronica, you had said this, poor people can't help poor people. You know, a lot of times I'd go to like volunteer events or, you know, I've been on missionary trips. I'm like, where is our community? Where are we being represented? It's always like a lot of white people, I'm going to say. It's a lot of white people that's doing these things. I'm like, where are we? And, you know, you need wealth. And we need to embrace that as a community about talking about money and being comfortable with money and embracing wealth and, you know, the abundance of wealth and knowing that's okay and not being afraid to talk about that.
And that's the thing, Katrina. If you're afraid, that means you're not doing something to get you out of the situation you are in. So if you're afraid of, say for example, if I'm afraid of swimming, if I'm afraid of the water, I'm not going to want to learn to swim. I'm terrified. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go close to the water. I'm not going to get into the water. I am just terrified. And it's the same with finances. Mm-hmm. You don't want to enter the subject because you don't know what you're doing, and you don't want people to know that you don't know what you're doing. So you find yourself in a position where I'm just going to do what I can do here with the little knowledge that I have. I'll probably, you know, overhear other people's conversation and try to implement that into my role, into what I'm doing to help. But it's not going to work because you're mm-hmm. so terrified of even the thought or the conversation of it. You're not going to want it. So you're always going to have a poor mindset because it's not going to move you forward. Mm-hmm. People who talk about money, not necessarily, they're not afraid to try and go into investments. They're not afraid to try risk, and they're not afraid to, you know, go and do business deals and find out different opportunities. Because those things involve money. You have to invest into something. But if you don't know how to manage what you have, you're not going to be able to enter those deals or those opportunities.
You're absolutely right.
And I mean, one thing with the fear is that, because what I've discovered, anything I fear, you know, it's not coming to me easily. You know, if afraid, is almost like I've closed the door for it to flow, because fear stops flow, basically. Fear yeah. stops flow. And so for me, as much as it's, you know, I don't feel afraid to talk about it, because trust and believe me, I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind. Not that a parent was there to show me or to give me or to show me how to pinch this or pinch that. I have always, as a child, seen the provision of the Lord with or without people. So for me, I look at it as, ain't no human being providing for me. it is my divine daddy. So I've always looked to like God like that as the person who's going to bring certain things to me. That's how I was raised. That's how I see my grandmother. She was just like, if not in the house and rare, as she gonna hit the floor with the knees, best believe, say, things are come from left, right, center. Things are coming in to the household. So I just always just thought, it's just in coming to America, you know, sometimes you come to America and your mindset shift with a lot of things because the provision of the Lord was heavy in Jamaica. And then you come in America, you're like, oh, I'm in a different country. Things are different. And sometimes you forget where you, you know, what you're accustomed to seeing and what you're accustomed to. I was talking to this young lady this morning, this afternoon, and she was saying to me that, you know, even when she gives tithes, she never looks for anything to come back. And I said, but the Bible says give, and it shall come back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's the Bible. Nobody don't make that up. And I said to her, it comes back. It's supposed to be flowing. It's supposed to be flowing. I said, everything I give, I say, God, bless and multiply this gift. And I receive it back 100-fold. I'm always saying that. If I'm going to spend a dollar, I am blessing and multiplying it so that it will return and keep being this, like, keep coming back in, keep coming back. It's not supposed, fear stops flow.
Fear is always a factor in most of things that we have to do. And it will prevent you and it will hold you back from a lot of things. Because there she tied up her funds on fear. And a lot of us, we don't enter a lot of deals because of fear. What if I lose the money? And the thing is, when they feel that they lose the money, they don't ever think they're going to get it back.
Right. Right.
And that's pure fear. And the thing is, if you hold on to it too tight, it can't even breathe for grow.
Exactly. Things suffocate and then.
That's it. Holding on so tight, and it cannot grow. It cannot grow in your palm. It cannot grow when you hold on so tight to it. Nothing in life. That's not only finances. That's anything. You hold on to that child too tight, problems. You hold on to the mate too tight, problems. You cannot. It's almost suffocating. Just as though you're holding on to the money, you're suffocating. But you suffocate relationships. You suffocate relationships with your family, friends, kids, anything held on too tight. It's an issue. It was going to cause problems.
Don't move a muscle. The queens soon come back.
This royal shout out goes to Queen Kay Barnwell, the founder of Billy Boo, a girls' empowerment brand for the princesses in your life. Their focus is on products designed to empower girls to increase their self-awareness, self-identity, and self-care. Mothers of girls know the great struggle when it comes to finding unique products with an uplifting message. Well, search no more. Billy Boo's founder had the same problem with her daughter, so she created a solution. If you're looking for unique gifts, toys, clothing that promotes positive self-image, shop billyboo.com online, and that's Billy with an I. If you happen to be in the Atlanta area, head over to 4651 Woodstock Road, Roswell, Georgia. It's inside Painted Tree Roswell Space E18. Opens daily from 10 a.m. through 8 p.m. You and your princesses won't regret it. Billy Boo guarantees a magical experience. At Billy Boo, be free to be you. Go ahead, follow them on Instagram at official Billy Boo. Shop www.billiboo.com. www.jamaicaquestions.com.
Beloved, come join us in the room on Clubhouse for Talk Up the Takes, where we're going to discuss freely. We'll be live. Come bring your testimonies. We have been sharing with you, so come share with us. This Wednesday at 8 p.m., share with at least 10 people so we all can talk up the things then.
And we're back. Today is a very, very special day, because it's two people who are dear to me. It's their birthdays today. My mother-in-law, happy birthday to you.
Mommy there. I'm so sorry I'm not there to celebrate your birthday with you. But I want to say happy birthday. And I hope you live to see many, many more. I pray God's continued blessing on your life. I love you. Happy birthday.
Surprise, beautiful queen. Love, 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 love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. And the celebration is not over yet. In fact, it's only just beginning. Yes. It is Queen Veronica's birthday too. Birthday to Queen Veronica. Happy birthday.
Welcome back to the station. This is DJ Chris. And before we get into the next set, just wanted to take a minute and send a special request out to Veronica for being an amazing individual. Just want to say happy birthday to you. And I want to thank you for all the wonderful things you've done to impactfully embrace the life I've had with Tanya. You've always been there as a friend. You've always been wonderful. And I love how you keep it real. Don't ever change a thing. Thank you so much. All right, everyone, time for the next song.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Now, girl, you know I cannot sing, and you have me out here in these streets singing. But you know that's how much your friendship means to me. And I just want to say a happy, happy birthday to you. One of the things I love the most about you is your genuine care for people. You genuinely care and love people. Oh, and I can't forget your infectious laugh. Every time you laugh, I have to laugh because your laugh is just so infectious. Have an amazing birthday. Love you, girl.
Happy birthday, Auntie V. This is Leroy. Just want to wish you the best birthday you possibly can have. May God bless you, keep you, and restore you for many, many years to come. One of my favorite stories is the way you would get up, you know, in the mornings and force Janice to exercise, especially when we were struggling back in Atlanta, when we were struggling and having car issues, the way you would step us and lend us your car. You were there for us when we were selling our house. I mean, there are many, many stories. But just want to thank you for the spiritual guidance that you provided, what that you poured into this family and always supported this family. So we love you very much, and God bless. Big up my friend Mala and Tayer. God bless. Love you guys.
Hey, Veronica. It's Nina. Just wanted to wish you a happy, happy, happy birthday. Today's your special day, so enjoy it to the fullest. I pray that God continues to bless you in everything that you do, more life, and for you to have it abundantly. And I pray that you have all your heart's desires. Continue to be that sweet, humble, loving person that you are. And best wishes for this special birthday and many more to come. Enjoy your day. Love you.
You know, my fondest memories with you is way before someone, some little person could call you mommy. Way before Sir Marlon was walking around on your wedding day talking about this is my wife's shoes. But it's actually those trips. Me driving from Connecticut into New York and us taking the train hopping up to Manhattan and shopping around Brooklyn for all those cute little sandals for $3 and $5. I was always fascinated by the train. People were just reading, people were on the train performing, people were singing, people were just showing their talents, and the train is just loud, and I was just always fascinated, like, wow. But all those trips up to Manhattan, us going to the Chelsea Pier, I don't even remember. The Wax Museum, just hanging around the city. So those were fun times. It's a good day to celebrate. I love you. I wish you many more birthdays. Hey, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Hugs.
Veronica, happy birthday. You're such a blessing to me and to members of my family. I am so grateful to know you, and I want to wish you all the best for the future, health, strength, wealth, everything. You're such a blessing. You're a great friend, and I just love you. Happy birthday.
Veronica, this is just to wish you a happy birthday. I know I haven't known you for all these years that Bonnie has known you for, or all the crew has known you for. However, it doesn't make a difference because it seems as if I have known you forever. I have known you to be a sweet, loving, and caring person. And I just want to take this moment to wish you a happy birthday. I hope your day will be very special. And I wish you many, many more with good health. And I know the wealth will come.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Veronica. Happy birthday to you.
My dearest Queen Veronica, little ferocious warrior, little but Talawa. Oh my goodness, how did we meet? We met through Tina and Ruddy. I'm not sure if it was at church or at one of the village gathering that was happening at the village headquarters, but it's been a minute because all the kids were little. I think Cammy was about 2 or 3 years old when we met. But over the years, you have taught me that it's not the size of the package. It is what the content of the package is. And you have a brain for numbers like nobody that I've ever met. Yes, and this is the ex-swiper. Nay, remember your news to say, nay, stop the swiping. No swiping. That means I used to use my plastic money because I didn't have cash. Most of the time I had the plastic money. So Fee would like, back to cash only. That is her nickname. Miss Back to Cash Only. Don't use the card. But through it all, you have just been a strong supporter of me. You have just been there for the girls. You would just let it rip, meaning your well-meaning words would come out, but you just didn't sugarcoat it.
nothing came to me sugar-coated from you. And it was the truth, so I either took it or leave it. And you just spoke your truth about whatever the situation was, and then you would move on. You had no ill will, no, you know, bad feeling. If somebody wanted to take feelings, that's their business. But through it all, you have just been a very, very, one of the true friends that I could say that I have gained along this walk. I know you're celebrating your birthday, and I pray that you will continue to have just blessings upon blessings in every area and aspects of your life. It will just continue to flow. God will just continue to keep you, guide you, and cover you. I thank God that He has blessed me with a woman like you in my life. So, happiest of birthday, Veronica.
My darling, dear, sweet, wonderful friend, Veronica, I want to wish you a happy, happy birthday, one that's filled with lots of love, one that's filled with happiness and joy and just celebration. And as we celebrate you for the queen that you are, I just want to say I am so grateful to have you in my life. I know you're definitely one of my oldest friends. I'm getting all choked up. I never expected this, but yes, it's true. From Mrs. Allen's basic school to Russo Primary School to Merle Grove High School together, we've come a long way. It seems like I've known you all my life. Because when we started basic school, we would have been 3 years old. Yeah, 3 years old. Well, I don't have to tell you who this is because I am sure, right? I'm the only friend you've got that went to both, you know, all three schools with you. We went to all her or up to high school together. So, yes, this is Joyet nonetheless. And I just want to celebrate you and just, I mean, I'm so grateful. Even back then, you were always kind and you know, patient with everyone whom you came into contact with. And everyone loved you and wanted to be your friend. And I am grateful that, you know, I got the opportunity and was a part of your life and that you're a part of my life. And I just want to wish you a day filled with love, filled with all your heart's desires, and that God will continue to bless you and enrich your life because you deserve nothing but the best. Okay? I love you. I love you, girl. Happy birthday from Joyet.
This is for Auntie Veronica. I just want to say happy birthday, and I want to say thank you for all the things that you've taught me as I've grown and got older. Thank you for teaching me how to save my money. Thank you for the classes that you had prepared for us. Like when we were kids, you would make sure we have classes to know how to save and spend our money. And I want to thank you for doing that because a lot of people don't know how to do that in this age and day. So I just want to thank you and I want to say happy birthday. I love you, Auntie Veronica. Mwah.
Happy birthday, Queen V. Thank you for being the best big sister a girl can ask for. I pray everything that you manifest this year comes to life. I pray God guide you, hold you, and protect you through these next few years in life. Because, child, you can't leave me anytime soon. You got 100 more years left of life with me. I love you so much, V, from your little sister, Ash.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Queen Veronica. I am so excited, girl. You are grown and sexy. Happy birthday, Queen. What can I say about Queen Veronica? One thing I really admire and appreciate our friendship over the years, how honest you have always been. And you are that way with everyone you meet. To a point where it hurts sometimes for you to honest to lie, take it easy with sometimes, my girl.
But I love that about you. I love how authentic you are, how loving and caring you are. You give your best to everyone around you. And Queen, today and every day, we celebrate you. Happy birthday, grown and sexy Queen Veronica. I love you to the moon and back, baby girl.
I would like to wish a happy birthday to my friend, wife, lover, and mother of my child, the one and only Queen V. May you be blessed with many more and lots of laughter and happiness. Love you. Mwah.
Father, this morning, thank you for the life of Queen V. Thank you, Father, for everything that you have done in her life, for what you are doing, for what you are yet to do in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. This morning, Father, on this birthday, Father, we thank you for her life. We thank you, Father, for everything that you have done, you are doing, you are still doing, and you are yet to do in her life. We commit her into your hand. We soak her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet in your precious blood. We ask for your blood to continue to protect her, defend her, and speak for her, oh Lord. We ask for your blood to continue to advocate for her, my Lord. We ask you, Lord, to continue to be the wall of fire that surrounds her in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. We ask you, oh Lord, to dispatch angels that will keep her day and night in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. My Lord and my God, may you grant unto your daughter grace and more grace and peace as she continue to grow in the knowledge of you, oh Lord. My Lord and my God, make her a name and a praise to this generation in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. Continue to use her mightily to touch lives around the globe in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. We pray that, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, you will make her voice echo across the nations in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. My Lord and my God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, satisfy your daughter V with long life and show her your salvation in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. Continue to give her the grace, continue to give her the strength, continue to guide her daily in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. Bless her husband, bless her children, bless her family, bless the work of her hand, bless her going out and coming in. Bless her, Father. Let this new year be a year of success. Be a year of testimonies, be a year of glory, be a year of power, be a year of strength, be a year of abundance, be a year of overflow in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done for her and for what you are even doing right now, for what you are yet to do. We say thank you. Glory be unto your holy name in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. We worship you, Father. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Father, for the life of this beautiful queen, oh Lord. Glory be unto your holy name, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Until next time, add us to your calendar every Monday. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, and tell everybody, I mean everybody, about our podcast. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at The Beloved Queen.